They're all trying to cover for Andrew Cuomo. That's exactly what we're seeing happen in real time. It's unbelievable. Whether it be the White House, whether it be an organization called PolitiFact, they all want to give Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, an excuse. And believe me, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for what he did. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Intel Show. I am Trish Regan. And just to refresh your memory, in late March, the governor of New York, his administration, ordered that thousands and thousands of people that were suffering from COVID-19 and recovering from it could be, should be, and were allowed into nursing homes so that their recovery could be aided there in the nursing homes. Now, any smart, logical person, right, might say to themselves, you know, we've got all this data that suggests elderly are the most vulnerable to this virus. Maybe we shouldn't have people with the virus going into the nursing homes, correct? And not only did he do this, but he then turned around his administration anyway and totally lied about it. They were not forthcoming with the data. And when they finally had all the data, they admitted recently, his right-hand gal admitted in a call with Democratic lawmakers in the state of New York just a few days ago that they deliberately hid that information, the reality that they had sent 40% more people with COVID than they ever admitted into nursing homes. They hid that information because they were worried about the Trump administration. And maybe Trump might try and use it against them politically because, you know, he was going after New Jersey and he was going after California and he was going after Michigan. So what would stop him from going after New York? And they were fearful the Department of Justice would actually launch an investigation. And so they lied. They lied. And then they said, Trump made me do it. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. You know, what's even more unbelievable, you know, what's totally sickening right now is the fact that all these people are trying to cover for him. All right. Let me share with you this woman who's the editor in chief of PolitiFact, which prides itself on telling the truth on everything. Well, here we go. Here is she. Her name is Angie Holland. She's on CNN just yesterday.
Goes back to last year when the state was asking nursing homes to take in patients, COVID patients who were ready to be discharged from the hospital. We don't see hard evidence that that made a significant difference in COVID deaths. If you look at the statistics, New York is about having the same numbers as other states around the country. And the issue was employees, workers in the nursing homes who didn't realize they were bringing COVID-19 into the nursing homes. So it's a really complicated situation. There's not clear-cut answers.
You got it. It's actually the employees at the nursing homes who didn't realize they were bringing COVID into the nursing homes. They're the reason thousands and thousands of people died in the state of New York. Had nothing to do with Andrew Cuomo and his messed up administration sending people with COVID into the nursing homes. No, no. It was the employees themselves, the nurses themselves. My gosh. My gosh. And then, of course, you had Jen Psaki, who's the press person for Andrew Cuomo. Oops. Did I say Andrew Cuomo? I meant Joe Biden. She's the press person for the Biden administration. Anyway, she goes on ABC News this week and she's asked about this, you know, because don't forget, it was President Biden who said that Governor Andrew Cuomo was the quote gold standard in leadership when it came to how to address the pandemic. And so the reporter said, look, is he still the gold standard? Well, she couldn't answer that question. She just couldn't answer the question. And she started to go on and on about, you know, this, that and the other. And so the reporter goes back to her and says, you know, Jen, my question was, does Biden still believe that Andrew Cuomo represents the gold standard on leadership during this pandemic?
All right. But Jen, my question was, does President Biden still believe that Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard, represents the gold standard on leadership during this pandemic? Just a yes or no.
Does he still consider him the gold standard? President. The president, it doesn't always have to be a yes or no answer, John. I think the president is focused on his goal, his objectives as president of the United States. He's going to continue to work with Governor Cuomo, just like he'll continue to work with governors across the country. And I'm not here to give new labels or names from the president. I'm here to communicate with you about what our focuses are and what his objectives are as president.
I mean, how could it not be a yes or no question? I mean, do you think he's the gold standard or don't you? My gosh. I mean, these people are all trying to cover for Andrew Cuomo. And you know what? It's wrong. At this point, you guys got to just say enough with the politics. What he did was wrong. The fact that he tried to cover it up was wrong, and we're going to divorce ourselves of him. We're not going to back that kind of horror because the guy's administration may have been responsible for thousands of needless deaths. Anyway, coming up, we're going to get into what Biden is doing or not doing in the state of Texas. You know, if this was any other president, they would have been down there by now. But Biden seems quite content staying put in the Oval Office. So what's that about, really? Now, I realize the Washington Post has its bias, right? But this is unbelievable. So they have a headline today where they're saying Joe Biden has, quote, won praise for low-key approach to Texas disaster. How's that for you? So the president has a low-key approach to the disaster that's happening in Texas right now, that energy disaster, where now so many people have died. And it's okay to have a low-key approach. In fact, he's winning praise for it. Come on. Come on. I mean, this is how insane the media is, right? The idea that they would publish a headline like that over the weekend really, I think, speaks to the insanity that is the situation right now. You know, don't forget, this is President Biden's first natural disaster. So you'd think he'd kind of want to do something other than take a low-key approach, right? But no, no, no. Apparently, that's a good thing. According to the Washington Post, let me share this with you. Quote, as the Biden administration faces its first natural disaster, the president himself is taking a notably key low-key approach. He has not visited the stricken region or delivered primetime remarks. He did not mention the disaster at a recent town hall, and he is studiously avoiding the controversy over whether wind energy or fossil fuels are to blame for widespread power failures. It's a marked contrast to former President Donald Trump's habit of making himself often the hostile center of attention during natural disasters. He famously tossed paper towels to hurricane victims and talked about the gross mismanagement in California of forests and called Puerto Rican leaders corrupt and incompetent for their handling of aid money. Okay, so really, I mean, you're going to compare and contrast Biden and Trump and say, well, because we don't like Trump, we're going to actually praise Biden for the fact that he's not doing squat. I mean, let's be clear. The president has ignored the Texas disaster for days and days. You know, he ought to, at the very least, right, pick up the phone and call the governor and talk about how he can actually do something. But, you know, he's kind of just sat by. He's sat by. And that is, in fact, a tragedy. It wasn't until the 18th of February that he even said anything on his official Twitter account about it. He has authorized FEMA to provide generators and supplies. But the reality is here, a lot of people are asking, is this, again, an example of payback? I mean, don't forget what's being talked about in Florida. The fact that they may actually look at barring off Florida from travel, right? Nobody can go in, nobody can go out. I hope you like it if you're there in Florida. I mean, great place. But they're making it challenging for people to get in. You know, you think about Florida and Texas, a couple of big red states. They really don't like Biden very much. And you just have to want, you know, this is not a place. This is not a time for petty politics. I hope he realizes that because people's lives are on the line. Coming up, are you used to that mask yet? I hope you are because you may have it for a whole lot of years. That's next. Okay, I get that Fauci's like the be-all, end-all, right? Fauci. Like, let's all kneel to Fauci. He went on CNN over the weekend and he talked about masks. He was actually asked by the CNN anchor directly, you know, we're going to be wearing these things into 2022. And basically, he had a long-winded way of saying, yeah, you're going to be wearing them into 2022. The challenge is, he said, if the virus is out there in any way, shape, or form, if it's lurking out there, you know, we're never going to be able to get it fully to zero, but we want to do our best. And if it's out there, you're going to want to have a mask on. And so I hope you like the mask thing. You know, I have no problem wearing it. I should just, you know, emphasize that. I have no problem wearing the mask and I actually think it's a good idea and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, aside from in my own home or around my own family and friends, but if I'm out, like, okay, like I get it. And I think it's a respectful thing to do in this environment. I know not everybody agrees with me on that, but you know, I have no problem with a store saying, hey, you got to wear a mask and me putting a mask on to go in there. In fact, you know what? I don't really want to be around a bunch of people in line anyway that aren't wearing a mask as well, right? That's now the environment in which we live. But I also haven't, when I say I haven't fully sort of committed to it, in that I haven't embraced the whole style thing. I mean, you know, there's all these people that are wearing these fancy masks and they've got all these fancy prints on them and fancy fabrics and this, that, and the other. I'm just wearing the plain old hospital mask, okay? Like, and I got a box of those and maybe another box, and like I go through those. I'm not, for whatever reason, I cannot bring myself to actually go out and buy some, you know, reusable, washable, fancy schmancy mask. Me, these things are disposable, and I hope we're done with them soon. But apparently I'm going to just have to like get used to this. And this is going to be increasingly like a fashion statement now. You know, what does your mask look like? I'm seeing it already with kids, right? Like kids are like, okay, do I have this mask or that mask? And like, there's this sort of status thing and my mask is this color or there's tie dye on that mask. I'm really and truly just like, whatever. But apparently I'm going to have to get over that because these things are going to be with us for a while. And at some point I'm just going to have to, I guess, you know, embrace the fashion of the mask or not. I probably never will. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you go to trishintel.com, that you sign up for the podcast, you sign up for the emails, because it's really tough getting the truth out there, but I'm never going to stop. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.